Welcome back, everyone. It is now 8:36 here at WCCO. And there is so much music that my next guest knows, has written. His family is just, wow. Seriously, if you don't know the Peterson family, go check them out. They're all over the place. They travel. They have been around other countries, and they have just done a beautiful job. Their mom, Jeannie Arlen Peterson, I knew her well. Miss her, by the way. But her son, Paul Peterson, is joining us tonight to talk about his brand new album called Break On Free. St. Paul, how you doing, sir?
Oh, it's too hot, too hot,
yeah.
Too hot, lady. Got to cool the sangroom. Gonna run for shade. Oh, it's too hot. And of course, I'm outside talking to you because my bride is inside watching Harry Potter. That's the
that beautiful bride, man. How many years you guys have been married?
32 years, but we were 32. High school sweethearts, too.
Oh, yeah. I love it. You guys are just beautiful. I'm so sorry I didn't have one of your songs to play at the very beginning for the bump. But I have to tell you, man, I've been telling my listeners, you know, that you worked with Prince for a long time. And, of course, the song Nothing Compares to You. Did he write that just for you?
He wrote that for the band I was in called The Family. And, we were the first to record that. And that's actually a great trivia question. So if anyone ever asks you that and they say, did Sinead O'Connor sing that first? The answer is
no.
That would be a negatory.
Exactly.
He wrote that for the band.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought he wrote it just for you because I've heard you sing it so many times. And you do a beautiful job with it, Paul. You really do. And I can just imagine when you're writing a song, an album, you know, which will have at least 10 songs on it. Do you ever look back on the experiences with Prince, how he wrote songs, how he really went through with the band that you were with? What were you guys called again?
We were called The Family.
St. Paul and The Family.
That's right.
So I can just imagine that was not an easy task to do, but you've been writing for a long time now.
I've been writing my entire life, but, you know, it was a crash course in not only songwriting, but production, marketing, how to run a band when I was there with Prince. And, you know, I was not there at that point in time for a very long time. I actually came on as the replacement for Monty Moyer, or Jimmy Jam, however you want to look at it, in a group called Morris Day and the Time, because Prince decided to fire them for missing a gig because they were producing a band and they missed their flight. So right before Purple Rain, right after I graduated from high school, I got a call from my brother-in-law, Stuart Pastor, that says you have an audition in the Time. And so I actually got that gig. Jesse Johnson hired me, and the first thing we did was make Purple Rain and record The Bird and Jungle Love and all sorts of fun stuff. And then I was the lead singer in The Family. It was a crazy, wonderful, incredible time to be in the Prince camp.
It really was. And it's interesting how he really reached into Minnesota and said, I want these people. You know, he had some people that were outside of the country and some people outside of the state, but it was a lot of Minnesotans on that stage with him. That's for sure.
You included. I mean, I was so happy to be able to come and see you and your family, whom, of course, you know, I love and I consider you family, out at Paisley Park the other night. I had to come out and support and he Prince on the big screen, and it was just a joy to see you and be able to give you a squeeze and say hello. We all have history at Paisley Park.
That's right. It was a remarkable weekend. In fact, more than a weekend, June 2nd through the 6th, I think it was. But it was really fun. So I was so glad to see you and your family and your beautiful wife. It was just really great. So here you are with Break On Free. Okay, what is that title about?
Break On Free, it came about when this incredible guitarist by the name of Eric Gales sent me a track, just kind of an idea. And, he's incredible.
He's
like probably the best guitarist on the planet. If you don't know who he is, ask
him
Alexa or whomever to play Eric Gales. After, of course, you play my record first. Anyway.
Go on and push it, dude. That's right.
come on now. You got to listen to my record first. Anyway, Owen Sartori is the lyricist on this, and he knows me very well. We share a studio together, and he knows that my whole concept for this record was to bring some positivity into the world. And Break On Free literally just means being able to break on free from all the noise that is out there, all the falsehoods and all the things that make that separate us and cause us to have friction between each other. Break on free from all that. And it is really done in a way where it's not preachy and it's rocky and it's cool and it's funky. So check that out. Break On Free comes out this Friday, the same day as my gig at the Dakota.
Right, 6/24, man. You're going to be at the Dakota, and you're going to perform with the Minneapolis Funk All-Stars featuring members of New Power Generation, The Time, and more. That's going to be a smoking set. Is it sold out?
I think there's a few tickets left.
I think it's only a few, man. Yeah.
Yeah, for the late show. We've got two shows. They had us add a show. I think the 7 o'clock is sold out, but now's a good time to check it out. We're just coming up. Geralyn, we had such a good time. We sold out a beautiful club in L.A. called Vibrato. And I mentioned a gentleman earlier by the name of Jesse Johnson. If you don't know who he is, he's the original guitarist in The Time. And he hired me in that band when I was 17 years old. And I asked him if he would come and play with us, and he did. And we had such a good time. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jimmy Jam was there hanging out with us, Andre Simone, all sorts of Minneapolis funk royalty were there, and we're just coming off that gig, and we know that everybody will have a good time. Come and check us out on Friday at the Dakota.
This is your fifth album, and I'm just curious to know, when you talk about Break Free and that we need to come together, that sort of thing, are you really honing in on that particular thought so that the songs really reflect we have to get together? Are they more like that, or are you just kind of adding whatever stories you want from any perspective?
No, Geralyn, you know, at this point in my life, saying what I really truly mean is so important to me, and picking songs and covers that mean something to me, it's incredibly important. I chose those songs because I think music is the great uniter. You may not like funk music, but I will say that music is the one thing that we can all agree on that we must have in our lives, and it is a gateway into being able to be civil to each other, to be good to each other. Music is such a beautiful gift that we've been given, and that's how I want to share it at this point.
I am not a songwriter, and I'm often curious to know, people will write from what they know, what they feel, what they see. And I'm curious to know, how did you get to do this album with all of the disasters that have happened in this country over the last, what, month? And it's frustrating because if I were writing songs, I would be worried about what I would write about, considering all of the death. Seriously, considering all of the pain that is happening right now. How do you find your joy?
That's a really good question, a fair question. Geralyn, my take on this is that music has to be an escape for people. For me, music is a way for people to get away and for a little amount of time out of their crazy lives and all the noise that is happening, and celebrate. Just let your hair down and not worry about anything. I have a series called Funk Friday that I started at the very beginning of the pandemic. It's a weekly 1 minute funk song that I've done 119 of them in a row. And why did I do that? Simply to bring a little joy into the world. And I've had so many world-class musicians come on this. There's no money exchanged. The only thing we want to do is give some people a break from what's happening in their lives. I've had everyone from Stevie Wonder's band to Earth, Wind & Fire to Daryl Hall and John Oates to the Brecker Brothers doing these little one-minute snippets. And that's where I'm coming from, Geralyn. I mean, that's what's so important to me, and that's what I like to write about.
And I love that you want to write about that. It's incredible. I got a chance to really check in on some of those that you recorded, and just really fun and really funky. Have you ever doubled or used two different genres to create funk?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, you know, I've been, what I was drawn to as a young man, what was playing in my house was always R&B and jazz and any kind of African-American music. And I'm a Norwegian from the suburbs, you know, it's just, there was no color on it. It was just the fact that that's the music that was being played. That's the music that I was drawn to and that spoke to my soul. So there is, you know, 1 degree of separation from funk, from country, from rock. It all seems to stem from bebop and the blues. And that's what I take from my upbringing, from my family and my brothers and sisters. And we kind of just, there's no holds barred. There's no wrong answer in what we do, especially in the Funk Friday. We just play from our soul and from the gifts that were given to us. I don't edit anybody. I'm like, just play from your heart. That's where we're coming from. Not only on the Funk Friday, but of course on my record as well.
Yeah, exactly. There will be so many people looking forward to this album of yours. Again, it's called Break On Free. And when you are performing on June 24th at the Dakota, what time do you start?
The first show is at 7 p.m. The second show is a little after 9 p.m.
There are a few tickets left
for that 9 p.m., but just go on. I believe it's dakotacooks.com.
That's right.
Just look for St. Paul and the Minneapolis Funk All-Stars.
So are you going to reach back into the other 5 albums that you've already recorded and use some of those songs for the set as well?
Not for this one. We want to feature a lot of the songs that made Minneapolis famous. We kind of pay homage to the songs that we were all a part of, whether it's Kirk Johnson on drums, who's in the New Power Generation, or Lisa Fiorello, or Oliver Lieber, who played with Jesse and Tamara in the Scene, or Jason Peterson Dallaire, who played with Solo and many other things. So we're going to play a lot of the hits that made Minneapolis, put Minneapolis on the map back in the 80s, and, of course, add in some of my new material. But it's a fun night of music, great reminiscing and being able to play the songs that you know and love.
I also wanted to mention that, you know, you love R&B, you love the funk. Of course, you played it with Prince and all of that. But, you know, don't be surprised, because Paul is also receiving a Minnesota Black Music Award on June 25th. And I'm just wondering, how do you feel about that? You must be so excited. You've loved the music of those groups of people, and you have just been writing songs all over the place and successfully.
Well, Gerald, of course, my jaw dropped on the floor, and then I called Pete and Kim Rhodes, and I said, "Are you sure this is for me? Are you sure?"
You mean a white boy in the suburbs?
Well, I mean, really, really. So I'm beyond honored. I'm speechless, and that doesn't happen very often. I'm so honored by this award, and you know, I owe so much, my entire career, to African American music, whether it's jazz, funk, blues. It is my life. I'm just honored to play that music, and I hope I have done it with respect and goodwill, and it certainly has been my intention. And it's just great music that makes my heart sing, and it speaks to my soul, and that's who I am. That's how I was raised, and I'm just beyond honored. And we're gonna go on there with some of the Minneapolis Funk All Stars, including Mr. Eric Leeds and Kirk and Jason Peterson Dallaire and Jellybean, and we're gonna go on I want to honor Pete and Kim for 40 years for the Minnesota Black Music Awards. That's what we want to do. We want to go and honor them.
That's a big deal. It's really a big deal. Paul Peterson, I am so happy to have you on tonight. If people want to know where to get the new album, Break On Free, where do they go?
You can go to my website, paulpeterson.com. You can pre-order a double vinyl there, an autograph double vinyl or an autograph CD. Or you can just wait and get, you know, just ask Spotify or Apple Music or any of wherever you get your digital music, it'll be on there as of the 24th.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss all of that that you just said, because, you know, it's a totally different world for musicians with new albums, new music, and trying to get it into their hands. So we will absolutely have to revisit this conversation soon. It's always a pleasure, Paul. Congratulations.
Thank you for taking the time to have me on.
Happy Father's Day, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. That is my friend, Paul Peterson, with his whole family, Ricky. And, oh, I could go down the whole list. And, of course, Patty Peterson, dear friend of mine as well. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.